Chapter 2. Safe in the eyes of a child, you will see the world as it should be. Except this child. Right this very moment, Penny was sure all her eyes were screaming was horror. Babies were meant to be innocent, free from worries and wonders of the world. They should be sleeping soundlessly, smiling innocently, and simply a delightful existence. Not a baby with the memory of her criminal record. Was she reborn? Did she reincarnate so soon? Myriads of questions crossed her newborn brain, but none of them were answered. Thinking back to the time before she woke up in this small body, Penny could vividly remember her time in prison and all the years she spent trying to be a part of the family she was rightfully a member of, like it was yesterday. Just like that time when her so-called family found her, Penny felt this same exact sense of hope for a new beginning. It happened sometime around winter. Asterisk Penny rubbed her little hands together and blew on them to give herself some warmth. The tip of her nose was red, and some snowflakes clung to her cheeks. Her body shivered within the worn-out and short jacket she had since she was 6 years old. "Auntie," she called from the outside, knocking on the small gates with her bare fingers. "Auntie, I learned my lesson now. Please let me in." Penny stood on her toes, barely catching sight of the house's small front yard through the small gate. "Auntie," she called, her eyes welling up. Her gaze veered to the small window where she could see her auntie preparing warm soup for her children. "Auntie, it's cold here." Her voice lowered as it shook along with the mild breeze that blew past her. "Please let me in. I'll be good." Penny clasped the cold metal gates as she sniffed, wiping her tears with her sleeve that only reached half of her arm. She turned around and hugged herself, rubbing her shoulders and then her hands together while blowing on them. Looking around, snow already blanketed almost everything. The houses were all closed to protect themselves from the unbearably cold season. Penny was just 13. But she knew if she stayed out of there, she would freeze to death. Looking back at the gate one more time, she realized her auntie's anger wouldn't cease anytime soon. With that thought in mind, Penny dragged her feet away. "Aunt Baby went to her husband's place," she thought, thinking of the only neighbor who showed concern for her. If this neighbor was only here, Penny would have been in her place the minute her real auntie chased her away, after Penny accidentally spilled soup in her hand. "Harvey's mom might let me in their house for the time being," was what she told herself, reminded of a friend around the community. Who, so cold, as Penny walked on the side of the street, she did everything to keep herself warm. She was glad she was already wearing this jacket while doing chores back home. If not, her auntie would have chased her out with whatever she had on. On her way to her friend's house, Penny slowed down at the sight of three sedans driving carefully down the street. "They look so luxurious," was the first thing that came into her mind. But why are they driving in this poor neighborhood? Penny found herself in awe of the two shiny black sedans and one big SUV. Unknowingly, her steps slowed down even more, following the cars with her gaze until her neck was twisting. Much to her surprise, the parade stopped in front of her auntie's house. Huh. Curiosity brimmed her eyes, wondering if her auntie found herself in trouble again due to her bad gambling habits and her big mouth. Penny didn't want to stop and postpone finding herself some warmth. However, since there were unknown people outside her auntie's house, she walked back. Whether they were guests or they would arrest her auntie, this was her chance to get inside the house. Excuse me, she called meekly as soon as a middle-aged man in a lavish black coat stepped out of the vehicle. Mister, do you need help? The man was tall, and with a petite girl on his side, he gazed down at her. Penny almost flinched when their eyes met. It was already cold, but his eyes were even more piercingly chilly. I happen to live in this house. She pointed at the gates, eyes on him. By any chance, are you looking for my auntie? No, said the man, studying the young lady before him. The teen in front of him already had white residue clinging to her face, indicating she had been out in this cold for quite some time now. Yet, despite her shivering shoulders, she looked at him with genuine curiosity, as if this weather was something she could fight for a long time. Is your name Penelope? He asked in the same flat tone. Deep lines appeared on Penelope's brows. Did her auntie use her again as collateral? Penny intuitively took a step back as all sorts of negative thoughts swirled in her mind. The curiosity in her eyes now had a mix of fear. Not long ago, Penny had to pay for her auntie's debt by doing free work in the restaurant owned by one of her auntie's mahjong buddies. If that person hadn't been arrested, Penny would still be working there. Considering these people seemed to be well off, she was afraid this time around. Doing labor wasn't the only thing they would want from her. Perhaps her organs this time. Get her a coat, ordered the middle-aged man, while keeping his gaze on Penny. The young miss is cold. Young miss, Penny narrowed her eyes before she saw a subtle smile turned up on the middle-aged man's face. His smile might be short, but for some reason, it brought this warmth and reassurance in her heart. The man casually took off his coat and draped it over her shoulders. Young miss, we're here to bring you back home, he said gently, the commanding tone of his voice still present. We'll explain everything to you with your auntie. He paused and nodded at her reassuringly. You are safe now. Asterisk safe. Oh, how those words sounded so reassuring and warm back then. Penny actually believed the man was telling the truth. She was safe, and no one would maltreat her ever again. When he revealed the situation to Penny and her auntie, Penny almost jumped with joy. Back then, in her mind, she thought she would never feel left out again. Her real family was taking her home. But alas, she was wrong. The warmth she felt from that man was short-lived, like a futile flame in this fiercely cold season. Penny never got out of that cold winter. It was just a different place, different people, and slightly different life, but it was all too the same. Damn it, she heard herself hick as she remembered her pathetic life. If I truly got reincarnated, I won't make the same mistakes I did. Penny's consciousness felt very active one moment ago, but now she felt sleepy. Considering she was a newborn, sleeping was only natural. As she slowly dwindled to slumber, she caught an unfamiliar nurse entering the nursery while looking around cautiously. Huh, Penny flinched when she felt her crib move. Forcing herself to study the person, her vision was still a little blurry. What is she doing? She wondered when her crib stopped, watching the figure move around. After a second, she heard something light fall. What is going on? Before she could process what was happening, Penny slowly fell into another deep slumber. So this is the child. Yes, and the... Can't you find someone else to take care of that bitch's child? The nurse smiled apologetically. Ma'am, I'm sorry, but you're the mother's emergency contact. And Penny slowly found herself being coaxed out of slumber by the voices around. She opened her eyes, her vision still a little blurry. What's going on now? Did my new mom pick me up? Or is it my dad, TCH? Another loud snap caressed Penny's eyes, almost sensing this bad premonition at the sound of it. This is her kid. Penny blinked ever so slowly, watching the person move her face closer. As soon as the latter was close enough for her to see clearly, her heart sank as she mentally gasped in horror. A Auntie source. Webnovel.com, updated by Novlev.com. Tip, you can use left, right, and D keyboard keys to browse between chapters.